With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. From New Mexico to New England, it's just miserable weather. One of the biggest winter storms in years. Heavy snow in the northeast, ice in the deep south, bitterly cold just about everywhere. Some 170 million people now under a winter storm warning. Many people in several states have lost power, making it even more difficult to try to stay warm. Federal immigration officer has shot and killed a protester in Minneapolis. Police officials say a 37-year-old man has died after he approached ICE officers with a gun in his hand, a 9mm semi-automatic handgun.
The suspect also had two loaded magazines and no accessible ID. This looks like a situation where an individual wanted to do maximum damage and massacre law enforcement. Then, about 200 rioters arrived at the scene and began to obstruct and assault law enforcement.
Border Patrol Commander Gregory Bovino, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem.
Our law enforcement officers were there doing a targeted operation against an individual who was in this country illegally and had a criminal conviction for domestic assault with intent to do bodily harm and other convictions as well. This individual went and impeded their law enforcement operations, attacked those officers, had a weapon on him, and multiple dozens of rounds of ammunition.
Well, President Trump now threatening to impose a 100% tariff on goods imported from Canada if Ottawa goes ahead with its trade deal with China. Now, the feud between President Trump and Prime Minister Mark Carney has intensified. It's unclear when Mr. Trump might impose the threatened tariffs. This is SRN News. Two biggest nations on the planet, very unfriendly to Christians.
Some say the future belongs to India and China because they represent more than one-third of the global population. But they also both appear on the Open Doors U.S. World Watch list this year, an annual ranking of nations where religious persecution is the worst. India comes in number 12 overall thanks to a Hindu nationalist majority that persecutes Christians. China is number 17 for its constant persecution and repression of believers. Michael Harrington reporting.
Christian legal experts hopeful the Supreme Court will uphold state laws that ban males from playing on female sports teams. John Birch of Alliance Defending Freedom says, I think there are cultural, political, and legal headwinds all supporting this notion that it's just a lie that a man can be a woman. This is SRN News. Dozens of South Koreans detained in Cambodia for alleged involvement in online scams have now been returned home, but they're not necessarily free at all. Once they get back, they'll be facing another criminal investigation.
The arrival of the 73 on Friday is the largest group repatriation of Korean criminal suspects from abroad. South Korean officials said that the suspects scammed fellow Koreans out of $33 million. Cybercrime has flourished in Southeast Asia, particularly in Cambodia and Myanmar. Trafficked foreign nationals are employed to run romance and cryptocurrency scams. They're often recruited with false job offers and then forced to work in conditions of near slavery.
Toyota recalling 160,000 pickups after the vehicle's multimedia displays compromised driver safety. More details, srnnews.com.